Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. You are starting your restarting your day with the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Coach Ron Tunick in here with me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good show this morning.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It really was. Fast-paced, yeah. A lot of info.
Yeah, I do want to remind anybody that we do have a 6 to 7 every Saturday, and Coach and I were...
It's a nice way to wake up on the weekend.
Yeah, start your day the Kim Pagano way, right? And it's we are the brighter side of the 805.
So the happy hour of Saturday morning.
There you go. Yeah. So anyways, our afternoon show, we've got a good one. I do want to remind you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. You get to find out what's going on there.
We need to bribe people to do that.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about that?
How?
We'll have to figure it out. Somebody started paying people, and then they got in trouble.
You can't pay people. But you know what we do? We have a sweepstake that's coming out on our Facebook, so they can win not only here by just calling 419-0008. Again, call that number.
You should give away like a free haircut for everybody that friends you on Facebook. Do you have time for that?
Oh, yeah. I'll be busy all day long. I just gave away actually one. I always give away.
You did? Give her free?
Yeah.
To a lady or a guy?
No, I actually gave it to the Big Brothers and Sisters, and also to Ladies Night Out. That was a thing that they had a couple nights ago.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm always.
That's
$150.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, if you want us to spread the word about anything that you have happening in the 805, or if you want to advertise with us, just give us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or again, write this number down, 419-0008. We've got lots to give away. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, your email, and one of the team members will get back with you.
So, how's your brackets going in the March Madness? You doing okay with them?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, great. Okay. Fantastic. Right. Undefeated so far.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so who's in the studio? We got a lot of people in here.
We do.
People in the stands.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to be talking about the big read. And, in fact, you know, Spence, do you want to talk about all the stuff that we have that we're giving away?
We have lots of stuff. Chick-fil-A gift card for the store in Oxnard, also Noah's Bakery, a free dozen bagels. It's a baker dozen, so that throws it to 13. Good Morning Cafe, we have a gift certificate there. Plus, we have some music for you. Boogie Nights, Canyon Club in Agora, that's for March 29th, and we have a few tickets for that. The Battle of Algiers, Ventura Film Society, that's happening Tuesday, March 25th, and Cesar Millan live, and we are going to have him at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, I believe, with some dogs.
All right.
That's how it's going to go, April 12th.
Yeah, so let's do something right now. Let's give away some, boogie?
Let's give away boogie.
Boogie Nights. Okay. And 419-0008. All right. You want to give away pizza, too?
Yeah, 9-inch pizza.
Okay.
9-inch
over
pizza.
Over at Red Brick.
Red Brick. I've been there.
I love
that place.
Yeah.
All right. So all you have to do is call.
419-0008. 419-0008.
And the winner is Coach Ron Tunick. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I love Red Brick. All
right.
Well, there it is.
Let's introduce our guests right now. We've got a full studio. I'm so excited to have everybody here. We find out I love to stand behind things that are happening out here in Ventura. And we have Georgine Lees and also Richard Neesham. Is it Neesham? Is that
you
right?
You got it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. And then Elijah Imlay. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. And joining us in a little bit is going to be Christine Smith. And then we have somebody from Seasons going to be Teresa from Seasons. So we're going to be talking about some items, recipes. They've got some cooking. And
that the vegetable lady with the boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
I love those boxes.
See?
Yeah. So there you go. But anyways, so I'm really excited. And Georgine, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you guys are doing.
Well, I'm a cultural affairs supervisor for the city of Ventura, and we are putting together a wonderful program called The Big Read. It's an NEA from a National Endowment for the Arts grant, and it's a bold initiative to spread reading throughout the community by focusing on one specific book. And the book that we're focusing on this time is Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried.
Mm. And do you have a book with you?
Yep.
So is it is it all poetry and
The Things They Carried?
Or no. I know there's three of them here.
We have two separate issues.
Okay.
So The Things They Carry is a collection of short stories about the experience of soldiers before, during, and after their service. And it was written by a Vietnam-era veteran, Tim O'Brien. But our other guest here is a poet, and he also has a collection of poems, and I'll let him introduce that.
I love it. So each one of you are involved in the Big Read differently, right? And when is this, just so we can let all our listeners know?
Okay, the Big Read is almost three dozen free events that they've already started. We started at the end of February, and they continue on until May 2nd. Again, they're all over the county, from the west side to the east side, and we have authors talking, we have free films, we have book discussions at the library, and we have a very special theater piece that Georgianne will talk about later.
Now, how did you guys come up with this, and what is it that you're going to, I mean, what is the whole, what are we going to try and achieve from this?
Okay, well, the Big Read, as Georgianne mentioned, is an initiative by the National Endowment of the Arts, and its purpose is to get thousands of residents reading, discussing, and taking part in free community activities that are inspired by a particular book.
Mm, I love it. And, George, how did you come up with this?
Well, this is a grant that our cultural affairs and community partnerships manager, Denise Sindelar, had written. She had written this grant, and she had gotten two previous Big Read grants, and she decided that this was the year to try again. And it just seemed like such an ideal time with the war in Afghanistan winding down and soldiers beginning to come home. There are going to be so many issues that they face, and they're so clearly and empathically addressed in The Things They Carried. And it was a great source of discussion. And we have a community of veterans who really need to be heard and need to express themselves. And this is a way to do it.
I was looking at the video and things that they carried. I mean, we're talking about maybe a child's picture, a Bible, right? What were some of the things? I mean, you know, my son-in-law was a veteran and came home, and, you know, we looked at things that he is all wilted and all weathered. And, you know, he was like, I would never lose this. Little notes that my daughter wrote to him and pictures and remembrance, basically, right?
Right. I'd like to speak to that a little bit because yesterday I was interviewed by a student at Oxnard College who says that he has post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's planning to come to the writers group we're doing on Sunday afternoon over at the Calvet Center. And he's planning, after he talked to me, he said, this was so helpful, and that I want to bring all my friends with me who are veterans to this. They're veterans of from the war in Iraq and all the areas there. But what I've discovered over time with people who have written many books, the same themes keep coming up of what they carried and what that meant. And I wanted to read one of my poems that shows that. And it's actually, you'll see what it is. Explains itself. I had a friend, Jim Birdsall, who I'm still close to. He's now famous in other ways as a speaker and so forth. But this is something he asked me to put into poetry. And over there, they just called him Bird. His name is Birdsall. Bird grieves for the man they killed. We wore the steel bracelets of Montagnards, money for that mountain people, good fortune for us. I held my broken glasses together with safety pins. I wrote the 23rd Psalm on my helmet's elastic band. John Jim, our ammo bearer, gave us each a Navajo necklace, turquoise and onyx, with a single white feather strung by his wife. I took out earphones every night and listen to George Harrison sing My Sweet Lord. If only we had not found a picture of wife or girlfriend in the billfold of the Vietnamese we killed. Easy to say it wasn't me who shot him, but I still see his eyes that never close and should accuse me, yet don't. They're looking at her photo.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, it really, I kind of am very passionate about this because I think that here so many, I want to say men and women, have put their lives on the line for our country, and there's not a lot that we are doing, you know, so I'm so happy to have this. You know, people are, I just talked to somebody last week when I was in Palm Springs. They need to learn some jobs that they can do if they've been over there and their job's no longer available. We need to do that. There's so many things that we need to do. And
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. We were talking about people not understanding the needs of, you know, these men and women. They've been away from their family. They've been away from their children. And now they're all coming back. And we as a community really need to take each, you know, whoever we can into our lives. If there's something that we can do personally to help them, to, you know, maybe give them a training, a job, something like that. I love what you guys are doing. So I thank you. And I'm so glad that we can, you know, talk about this on our show. So, Coach, what's your thought on that?
A lot of thoughts. First of all, it's an incredible thing that they're doing. I'm a prolific reader. I read 6-7 books. I've been doing it for years, a month. And reading changed my life. Everything is in books. Everything is in books. Just as the poet Elijah just said, when you read that, the way that you read that poem, I could tell with so much emotion, it touched my heart. I mean, sometimes just a simple phrase, just 3 or 4 words, makes your day and gives you something to think about. So if we could figure out a way to bring reading, as you're doing, to our community with your story about taking these veteran stories, it's incredible. I mean, it's incredible what you guys are doing.
Well, we have one big event that the city is producing in partnership with Ventura College, and we are very grateful to Ventura College for allowing us to use their new performing arts theater. We are presenting an original play by Vietnam veteran and California Lutheran University professor Michael Arndt, and it's a multimedia piece, and it tells the story of veterans from multi-generations, from World War II, from the Gulf War, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, Korea. And Michael, through a grant through the Ventura County Arts Council, had a grant to interview veterans from all generations. And he found that there was a common theme that no matter how many changes there have been in technology and medicine and society, the combat veteran, it has that same experience. The experience of combat drew them together as brothers. It was one same experience. And he's written an incredible piece using original music by composer Christopher Hoag and original choreography by our own Pamela Pilkington. And it's going to be presented at the theater, Ventura College Performing Arts Theater, on April 18th and 19th. And it's free. And at the end of the play, there will be an interactive discussion with the actors and with the audience to talk about it. And we are reaching out and hoping that veterans are listening to this program and active military so that they will come to the show and we can talk to them and see how they related to what is going on the stage with these incredible actors.
We need to figure out, and I love what you just said, how do you pronounce your name?
Georgianne.
We need to create like a halfway house. You know, these guys, these young kids, they get mustered out of the service, and they're not prepared. You know, if they went in with a particular problem when they went in the service, they come out with that problem. Sometimes that problem's enhanced.
And a lot of people do go in because they can't find themselves out here, right? So then they go in to the service thinking they can find it there, and they come out with a whole nother set of problems, and now they can't really find their way in, you know, back in here. Did you guys see the movie The Lone Survivor? Have you seen that movie? Oh, my gosh. Well, have you seen that? The Lone Survivor's
No,
Guide?
But I am doing the big read. I'm reading the book right now,
yeah.
The Tim O'Brien book.
I tell you, excellent. It was just silence
when
in there.
When did you learn how to read?
If I might interject, there is now a new service. We have to mention that our co-sponsor with the Big Read is the Ventura County Library System. There is now a Veterans Resource Center with staffed by volunteers, a desk, computer to help veterans get services they need, to help them re-enter society, to help their families. It's a brand new service. It opened at the beginning of the Big Read, so I want to mention that, as well as the fact that all of our activities are on the website, cityofventura.net/bigread. You can get the full calendar. All of the activities are free, and I encourage everyone to, again, go to the theater. That's our centerpiece of the festival. And free films, free discussion groups. We have all kinds of other authors from Vietnam who have written of other soldiers' stories that are speaking. There is just an incredible wealth of activity centered around our Big Read. So I encourage your listeners to look us up and select a couple of dates and attend this fabulous literary festival.
City of Ventura /
/ Big Read.
Big Read. There you go. And again, the things they carried, right? I think it's such a great thing if we can get as many people out there. And not only, you know, I mean, we hope that we get all of our troops out there and all of our active members, but just our society, just everybody said that. I mean, that's why what I was bringing up the movie is when I saw that, I was like, this is what we need in our schools. People need to know what they've been going through. And it was probably one of the realest movies. So anyways, well, I love what you're doing. I support what you're doing. Again, we'll put this out. And, you know, there's so many dates. So if you can't go to one, there's so many dates. Tell the dates again. That what's it through? All the way through?
Well, the play itself is April 18th and 19th, but our activities are running through May. The final activity will be a huge exhibit where we're partnering with the Ventura County Arts Council at the Government Center. They're doing a great big reception. So there are activities for children. Again, all free and all pretty magnificent.
I love it. Well, thank you again. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Coach Ron Tunick, and we will be right back. Let's give something away right now. 419-0008, 419-0008 is the phone number. And
how about the Battle of Algiers? Go to the Ventura Film Society. It's happening Tuesday, March 25th.
There you go. All right, stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Coach Ron Tunick's with me.
Reading is the subject.
Yeah, you read a lot of books.
Oh my God!
I
get into trouble because I have them all over the house. So you know, I'm married to.
Does your wife read?
Yes.
Oh, she's
every
a reader too.
Single night she reads probably for 3 hours.
Oh, really?
We both read, and. You know, there's so many, Tom reads, you read, I read, there's so many.
Tom, are you a reader?
As I pointed out, I'm in the big read right now.
But are you a reader? Like, do you normally pick up a ton of books? No.
Yes, I do.
Oh, really?
I know it doesn't sound like it, but I read quite a bit.
Well, you ever listen to his show? He's well-spoken.
Yeah, no, I just figured that he just knows a lot.
When you...
well, you...
You got to read to
know.
I know.
Flow, but,
but let's get him in on the conversation.
Though it's what you read.
It is what you read. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. How can you argue that? Let's get him in on the conversation because you've been interviewing people, I was going to say longer than I'm alive, but that's not true. Don't you think that people that do read have a broader perspective on life, that they're more open? I'm not going to say more intelligent or more knowledgeable, but they seem to be better spoken. How's that?
In conversation, you can reference more things the broader your reading range is. So, I know people who will read from Harry Potter to the things they carried and just...
Spence, is your wife a reader? Not so much.
Probably not as much.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm going with this.
Okay, let's
hear this. What is Twitter and Facebook? You know, I'm on Facebook. And I do like Facebook, I have to admit. And I go into spurts. You're on Facebook too?
Yes, I am.
And I go into spurts. Sometimes I'll do nothing for a week, and then all of a sudden for a week I'm, you know, ranting on something. But my point here with Twitter, 142 characters, are you know, it's like, are we, what's that bush that you keep clipping and it never grows? Are we clipping ourselves? Are we, am I making a point here? Are we...
I don't know.
Facebook and Twitter, are we're only...
I think it's more maintenance, to be honest with you. I think it's like, you know, if you have a business, then you have to keep up with your, you know, Facebook. And, you know, I still like the phone. I like to call people up. But I do check in. There's not enough time anymore.
No, the phone's going away. It's texting, girl. If you have a relationship with somebody, you text them. You don't pick up the phone.
I know.
You're old-fashioned. You're old-fashioned.
Yeah, I would rather be old-fashioned. I'm all about that. I'd rather hear their voice or see their eyes. You know, that's me.
You got two young ladies in the studio. I guarantee you they're texting. They're not picking up the phone.
I don't know. Let's see that. Anyways, I'd love to introduce, of course, everybody knows Christine Smith from Deerdorf Family Farms.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to find out what we have in our box.
Yes.
And we have Teresa Koenig. Is that
Koenig,
right?
Koenig, yes.
And she's from Seasons Catering. I'm so mad that I missed that one. I'm going to go next Tuesday, though, right? We have another cooking.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
The cooking classes.
We have two in April. We have one, next week, and then two in April. So
yeah.
Plenty more.
Okay.
Now, are you? You said you were a cook. You're a chef.
She's a chef.
You said I was a cook.
I said. I like her. She's feisty.
Yeah,
you know?
You
I like
her. Call us feisty.
So, now, do you have a degree in cooking or chefing? Or
I actually am a self-taught.
Oh, you are!
So,
I love self-taught.
Yeah, I come from a line of really good cooks, and so I have that quality to my cooking, but self-taught.
So what's your specialty, would you say?
Just fresh, whatever is fresh, and that's why it's really nice working with Christine, because we get that fresh good stuff, and that's very inspiring for us at Seasons.
I know. Are you growing like crazy? I'm telling you, so many people I know are starting to get them, and I'm like, I go over to their house and they've got all this. I'm like, hey,
give me their names.
Yeah.
I'll see how they found out about it. No, it's been going really well, especially since the new year started, and it seems like people
I don't know, making some new decisions and getting into stuff, when, especially now that it's spring and all the new veggies.
I think their concept's incredible.
Are you a clean eater, though?
No.
It's hard to be. It's hard for me to use all this stuff. I get my
anybody that carries donuts in their car is not a clean eater.
Are you a donut?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Little, though, donuts, not the one.
Okay. Donuts. So, anyways, well,
Hostess donuts.
So, do you both text or would you rather actually, a lot of people don't even text, the email, right?
Yeah. Email's going away. Let's ask Christine.
Yeah. Christine, what's your thought? Are you a text?
It depends. Yeah, text, email mostly for business things is email. I mean, everything with Fresh Picks is all online, and
right,
everything communicating with my customers is all email. So for that,
what
it's
about
quick.
Good
and then
friends? Would you text or would you make a phone call?
Probably still texting. The only people I call are mostly the people that I do call is my mom and my sister, are probably the two people
that I will actually,
and the FaceTime is nice when they live not in town, so I can FaceTime
with
them.
Yeah, FaceTime is really cool.
No, I like hearing their voices mostly, but texting is good.
Teresa, how about you?
I like texting because it's kind of quick, easy, but at the same time, wires can be crossed when you text.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think if you want a quality, conversation, you got to talk on the phone.
But you can text pictures, graphics, videos. I mean, you can make it really interesting, more interesting than email. And I agree with Teresa that, when you put something, you struggle with this, when you put something in the written word, it can be misunderstood.
Completely. There you go. Or, and you can't take it back.
No, that's the other one.
That's
once you
the
push
other
send,
thing.
Ooh, you can't.
Yeah. It's like,
so let's talk about cooking, though. Let's get back to seasons.
You
want
to just go right over?
I'm fascinated. I love the process of cooking. I hate the cleaning up part.
Yeah, okay. I got you there.
You got to clean while you cook.
You got to keep.
You have to
up.
Keep cleaning while you cook. Just
that, how do you do that, girl? I mean, literally.
You just do it. You just wipe up after your. You wipe up in between.
I
you
think
put
it's
the
a
dishes.
Girl thing.
It's
my husband,
it's practice.
He's
okay.
actually
practice.
Gotten a lot better, but I have to tell you, it's he would be like, I'm like, honey, I made dinner for you. I'm like, I know. It's like the whole kitchen's all.
Does
he
do dishes?
No.
Not I do
so
dishes.
Much.
So
I like
I've been married longer than you. So we've been to marriage.
So she cooks, you clean?
Yeah. So we've been to marriage counseling. So I think I mentioned this on the air a couple of weeks ago. So the best thing I ever did, that we're going out one of the sessions a couple of years ago, and she pulls me back and she whispers in my ear. She says, try this. I said, what? She said, turn off the TV when Ellen comes in the room and wants to talk to you. So I started doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I became like a hero overnight.
Oh,
so then
wow.
we go to a few more sessions. Then she pulls me back again. She says, hey, coach, let me share something with you. She said, try doing the dishes tonight. See what happens. Started doing the dishes. I am like the hero of the house now.
Can you
I think
give me her number?
Your wife and this therapist were in cahoots.
I was just going to say.
I think
so, too.
And you were paying her.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
Dang, I just figured that out.
Yeah, can you give me her number? Because I want my husband to
I want to play
too.
Poker with you tonight.
I just figured that out. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. But
I've been worked.
You know, it's all about the right.
And you're drinking tea too.
Yeah, really. He's turning into
a wussy boy. So back to cooking.
All
so Teresa, cleaning up.
Yes, sir.
So you do okay. So I don't understand, but to me, cooking is like a gift that you give to other people. It's art. It's science. But can I ask you a question about pots and pans?
Yes, sir.
So. My wife invests money in the pan. She says that the pan is part of the process that
definitely.
You have. Okay.
See? Yep. Okay. So what would you, I mean, is there, the old copper, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can go a lot of different ways. For me, I actually use cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron.
I go old school and it lasts forever.
We have
it keeps,
a really good
keeps
old
a good
cast
seasoning.
Iron. Yeah.
You know, it's seasoned, durable. It's never going to go away. But you have, lots of different types.
But
of
you have to be strong to clean one.
You
of
get
those
a little
puppies.
Workout while you cook.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, I'm really excited. I want to find out what's in our box. I want to let all my listeners know if they haven't already ordered their box from Fresh Picks. It's all organic. I mean, we kind of mention all the time. It's not handled by a lot of people.
I think it's a great gift to give. I think it is an incredible gift to give somebody. Seriously.
Yeah, that's your.
You guys have
right.
a gift card?
We do. We have gift certificates, so they're available online. So you go, so as if you're signing up for a box, you create your account, and then you select the gift card. Or gift certificate.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really...
Yeah, it's and then I print it up and send it to wherever you want it to go. So yeah. It's very simple.
You send it?
Yes. So I create them and send them to the...
She's all
to
over
the,
it.
Whoever ordered it or if they want me to send it to the...
Seriously, recipient. You send the box of vegetables?
Oh, no, sorry, no, the gift card. No, they still have to pick up the... so they need to... The person who receives the gift certificate still creates an account like a regular customer.
Do you need
so,
more locations for the boxes?
We're getting...
We, yeah. yeah, we're... All, I would talk about it, but...
She's
yeah, it's something
few,
we could talk about.
All,
so,
well, where are all the locations right now?
So right now we're in the works of getting one set up in Ventura, the Panera Brothers Winery. That'll probably be available in 2 weeks from now. And then we have Oxnard Whole Foods, our facility in Oxnard, and quite a few in Camarillo. So
tell us, what's in the box this week?
This week we had our celery. We had rainbow chard, which is beautiful, yellow, orange, and red stalks. Romaine lettuce, huge green cabbage, green kale, Italian parsley, and then grapefruit, carrots, clementines, and cauliflower.
And cauliflower. So. I just had this greatest recipe. You know, we're clean eating right now. So you take your cauliflower and you cut it all up and you boil it, and then you take chives and put that in there and boil it. Oh, my God.
You, what, time out. You're boiling?
Yes.
No.
And it's interesting.
The chef's going to tell you. Don't. No, you're boiling all the stuff out of it.
No, it makes almost like a
look at the face she's making at you. She's look at the
mash.
Camera.
Hey, it tastes really good.
So, oh, but you're making a mash out of it.
Correct.
Okay. You could steam it.
See, I'm back in the ball game.
You could roast it. I mean, we always.
I usually roast it, but this was a recipe that called for that. So
isn't she boiling all of the minerals and good stuff? Come on, look at.
There's different. You know, there's different schools of thought on that.
We won't kick you off the air if you be honest.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I mean, there's different schools of thought about that. I think, you know, you can still retain the nutrients. You just don't want to boil it till it's mushy, even if you're going to mash
it. So how do you pronounce cauliflower? How do you pronounce it, Chef?
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower. So my wife chops it up and bakes it and puts all kinds of cool stuff on it.
Cheese?
Cheese, yeah.
Velveeta cheese.
Oh,
delicious.
My God. Have you ever tried putting it on a pan and baking it in the oven?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Healthier than boiling it.
I don't know. This was pretty good.
Boiling vegetables?
Yeah. As long as you're eating the vegetables. At least
it's
she's cooking
good,
vegetables, right?
Yeah,
right? Some
exactly.
people. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, okay. So give us some recipes. That's why we brought you in here. I'm so glad to have you. And tell us a little bit about Seasons cooking, cooking classes. And are you guys going to, is this what we're going to be cooking on Tuesday? Is it?
Yes, we're going to take everything that Christine just mentioned in the box, and we've tailor-made a menu to that, and we're going to have our students make that in our kitchen, and then we sit down together, and they get to eat it. So we have those recipes, and then we have another class coming up on April 8th that is a cocktail. We're going to teach you how to give a cocktail party. So we're going to have
now hors d'oeuvres. You're talking. Yeah. Now you're talking. Where's the class at? I want to be there.
It's at our kitchen, 2646 Palma Drive.
2646 Palma. And can anybody come?
Anybody can come. As long as you behave, you're
Are
good.
You getting a
I'm
men?
Not behaving, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. So, that's interesting. Well, we'll have to talk about that. Okay, so first let's start off with what are we going to cook from this? And what are some good recipes? Because the rainbow. What do you do with a rainbow?
Well, the rainbow chard is awesome because you can do a lot of things with it. Like next week, we're going to make a charred enchilada, which you can, there's lots of varieties that you can do. You can take the leaf of the chard, you can quick like blanch it in boiling water, take it out, kind of dry it off, and then you can stuff it with whatever you want. You can stuff with goat cheese. You can make all kinds of stuff and roll it, and then you can bake it. You can put tomato sauce on it.
So do you cut off the rainbow part of it?
If you're going to roll it, you're going to take the rib out. But you reserve those ribs, and you can chop them up, saute them, and they are delicious, and they're crunchy, and they are absolutely wonderful.
Okay, because I didn't know what to do with mine.
No, keep them. Keep them.
Oh.
Keep them. You could fine dice them and put them in your salad. I mean, they're really delicious.
That's where all the ingredients, all the juices, all the good stuff.
Yeah, it tends to be sometimes the most flavor is in the stalks.
Okay.
So
Okay, interesting. But they're good. Okay, and so celery. Do you make a celery soup? What do you do with your celery?
Throw it away.
I love celery.
We put celery in all kinds of things. We do, you know, we do quite a lot of really fresh salads with different grains. We'll do quinoa, we'll do farro, and we just finely dice those celery, and we'll put it with fennel, and we'll just saute it with a little butter or olive oil, salt, and pepper. The thing is, if you have good produce, like from Deardorff, you do not need to do much to it. You need
is it stringy? I mean, anytime I eat celery, I'm choking. You know
you can, if you have a stalk of celery, cut the top off, and then you can kind of peel back those strings.
So I need you in my life. Let's make this cooking thing interesting. That's how you do that. Because we don't eat celery in our
you
house.
You don't?
No.
I actually take, you know, like the peeler?
Oh, right.
I peel it.
Is there any value, honestly, be honest, Chef, is there any value in celery?
Celery is very good for you.
Seriously?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, very it actually is really good for blood pressure.
I heard it's just water.
No, it's good for blood pressure. That's
watermelon,
what they said.
I heard, was good for blood
and
pressure.
And that too.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because it has so,
so
much
water. Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on that one, Coach.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
There you go.
She cute.
All right, so what else? Okay, chef. So what else is in there? The rainbow carrots, in there?
We just had regular orange carrots this time.
Okay.
But the chard was the rainbow.
Yeah, what do you do with carrots? What else do you do with carrots? I mean,
we should be chewing carrots while we're on the radio.
There you go.
Make it very theatrical.
That would keep,
theatrical.
That would keep his mouth stuffed, right? If you had a bunch of carrots.
That would be nice. I've got to make this segment interesting because I have a lot of male listeners. So the females are going, I get it. But the guys are going, I don't want them switching the channel.
Oh, brother. Right. I think they're going, wow, now let's see. I can learn how to clean my kitchen. I can learn how to cook. Right?
You want to stay married, do the dishes tonight. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying, right? Good advice.
Thank
yes.
you.
I know I want that therapist number so I can have Luga there.
But carrots, you know, I mean, they're wonderful. You can do all kinds of things. Next Tuesday, we are going to make a roasted carrot soup. So we're just going to roast our carrots simply and then probably put it with some vegetable stock and puree it and add fresh herbs at the end. That's kind of a key thing with cooking. Do not put your fresh herbs in until you are done cooking.
I like carrots, but they're full of sugar. So if you have high sugar...
just don't eat them.
Don't eat them. But the question is, Christine, is there different colored carrots?
No, there's, well, you had rainbow before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this week we just had orange, but
What were the difference between the rainbow? Like, what is the benefit, I guess?
Well, they're beautiful
to
look at.
Can the witness answer the question?
They're nice to look at, but for my own taste, I think they taste very similar, and then they look beautiful, maybe. I don't know.
What color is the rainbow carrot?
You can have purple, yellow, white.
Carrots?
Red and orange. We actually planted some in our field, so they're going to be ready mid-May. We'll have those in the boxes.
This is breaking news. This is breaking.
You don't see them too much.
No, wait. Time out a second. There's white carrots?
There are, yeah. They're beautiful when they're all bunched together, and then when you chop them all up and make your dish, they look great.
Yeah.
So, but I think they taste similar.
Pay attention to detail, right?
But they're fun for people to look at. We had those at the beginning of our boxes last summer, and that was one of the main things people liked seeing is just fun new things. You know, Ron didn't know about the rainbow carrots. A lot of the customers open their boxes and see the same thing.
Wow.
It's something they didn't know.
Wow. What's your website? We have to give your website.
Yeah, it's DeardorffFamilyFarms.com/FP, or just Google Fresh Picks by Deardorff Organic.
And how much is a box?
They're $25. Okay. So about 11 to 15 pounds of certified organic local fresh produce.
And you eat that box and your trains will be running on time.
Let me tell you.
it's good for you. So it'll take some adjusting.
Okay, and how does everybody sign up for the cooking?
You can just you can look us up online as well, and seasonscatering.com, and you can give us a call.
Okay.
And all our information's on our website.
Seasons Catering.
Seasons.
Seasonscatering.com.
Yeah. And what is your specialty? Just mostly fresh?
Seasons Catering, we specialize in giving our clients the best fresh quality produce and meat that we can find in our local area. And we do a lot of California cuisine, so that's where we specialize in. But we make a mean fried chicken. We kind of go all over the place. We like to be able to be versatile.
What's in your fried chicken? What's like the secret?
Salt.
Salt?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What do you mean?
You just got to have enough salt in your dredging in the flour.
But do you use like cream?
Don't you put salt in your dredging?
Of course I do. but no, I mean, do you use like cream with it or what?
We soak our chicken with a buttermilk
and
overnight.
Seasoning overnight.
Nice.
Look at you. See? You got it.
Do you cook at all?
I do.
Really?
I do. I'm fascinated with it.
Yeah.
I have a little. If I come back, I want to like own a little.
If you come back
from where?
Wait, are you gone? Oh gosh. Okay.
I'd like
already
to
on the way coming back.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to come back and look like you, but be a tech person.
Oh, I know. That is a good thing to do. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1590 KVTA.
From
Santa Monica to Santa Maria. And we've got a great show. We're talking with Christine Smith from Deerdar Farms. We're talking with Teresa Koenig from Seasons Catering. And so again, Tuesday is the cooking class,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and we've got a lot of people. 6 o'clock, and it's pretty much full, so get your...
Do you charge to come?
We do. It's $55 a person.
Mm.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And Christine, what are you planting up for next? What are we? Because it's time to start planting again, right?
Yeah,
now,
we just planted before the rain hit. Beginning of the month, we just put the seeds in the ground. So the radishes are starting to sprout up. Those will be ready mid-April, and then carrots and beets mid-May, and the broccoli and spinach and kohlrabi kind of around that time too. So we're going to have a lot of those hardy root crops coming up. You'll still see the lettuces and the kales. We grow those year round. Celery will be done this summer, but we'll always have a lettuce in there.
The kale's the new George Clooney.
That is, I'm telling you.
No one can replace George, but the kale is pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us because Coach and I are going to find something fun to talk about.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
www.coreelementswellness.com. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally.
On KVTA.
Finally.
Finally. Welcome back. They're cute. And it's taken me a while to kind of buy into this whole vegetable. But
now that you got a box, you're all happy?
Yeah, but their concept is...
So I'll take your salary out of there because you guys,
salary?
Your salary.
You can have it. No, you can take my salary out of there. No, but it's a great idea.
No, it really is. No, I'm telling you, you know what? I don't have to go to the store anymore.
I don't want to give them a plug anymore other than say Deerdorf
Farms, Family
But seriously,
farms.
When I go shopping too.
Do you go? Who does all that? Like,
we both do it. We have a shared marriage, unlike yours, where Louis doesn't do anything.
I'm a real partner. We have a shared marriage too.
You do?
Yeah, I like that.
No, I'm a partner.
I like shared.
I'm
marriage.
Not a partner. Excuse me.
Oh wow! What did I say? I just bought into it.
Oh
did you
my
hear
God!
That?
Did I say that?
I love it.
Let's edit this show.
No, you are a
this
partner.
This is live.
That's what I told you, you guys is a partner.
Oh, God. Anyway,
Tom's got a lover. You got a partner. That means we've been married
wife.
For a long time. Uh-oh.
His wife is drop-dead gorgeous. You ever met his wife? She's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I go to Albertsons, and it takes me 20 minutes sometimes more, to be in that vegetable department looking for things and touching.
I don't have to think about it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I just
Who
get
does
my
it?
Box.
Oh, you yeah. Well, now I have a box.
I know.
From Deerdorf.
Yeah, your wife's
I want to give her a quick plug because she's not here. Rates are going up. Interest rates are going up. Get in the real – if you're going to buy real estate, sir, look, I have no axe to grind. I don't make any money doing this for Karen Campbell at Troop Real Estate. But buy some real estate. If you're going to buy, don't wait. Rates are going up. You will pay another $3,000, $4,000.
Are they going up again?
Yeah.
Ah, darn.
Yeah, towards the end of the year. The Fed's announced it this week.
Really?
So, yeah. Huh. Well, rates have been ridiculous anyway. Yeah. All right, so I'm so curious to ask you a question. You've done my hair for years, and people compliment me all the time on how nicely I look because of the hair that you cut for me. And mainly you do women, not men, right?
No. I do a whole family, babe. I do the
really?
Men and the women.
Really?
Yeah, no, I actually have a ton of men clients.
I've never asked you this, but I'm so curious. You're in Westlake. We got to find you a spot here. Why can't we do it? Why can't you cut hair in the studio? There's a sink over here.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom would really appreciate that.
He would love to have it. Anyway.
If I brought my scissors and cut his hair, maybe.
What's going
right?
on? You know more about what's going on in our society and our culture than anybody. Because I think more than you lie to your doctor. I don't think you tell your doctor everything, do you, really?
Well, you know, that's really interesting that you bring that up, okay? Because that's why I call myself a hair therapist. And everybody goes, whoa, wait, what's a hair therapist?
But be honest, when you go to your doctor, do you tell your doctor everything, the truth?
No,
of course not.
They don't have enough time, first of all. And you go there just because you're not feeling good. And if you get too over, all over the page, they can't help you.
Right.
So you have to get, my foot's hurting me and that's it, right?
But when they sit in your chair, I have just coughed up everything to you.
That's right.
What are people coughing up to you now? What are people telling you?
Well, you know,
about?
It's interesting. So I do the husband and the wife or the children, maybe there's an affair. Maybe there's something that they're not happy about. Maybe.
Familiarity breeds.
Yeah. What? Talk.
Contempt.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't love when I hear that people are having marriage problems. So I try to do my therapy. I'm like,
but
okay,
what percentage of the people that you must drive home and when you get inside your garden gates and everything, you must think to yourself, wow, what a day, because 80% of the people are unhappy in their relationship. Am I right or wrong on this?
No, I
50%,
actually think,
40%?
I think that they're searching, kind of like our guest this morning. Mm-hmm. They're searching and they always think the grass is greener.
PhDs are always searching.
That is so true. But they always think that,
the grass is greener.
Yeah. And so it's like, whoa, look inside. I think that they want to find happiness. I really do. I think their parents are older. You know, that's another big thing. You know, as we get
the suicide this week of Nick Jagger's girlfriend. Yeah, really? Yeah. Really?
Did they say she hung herself, right?
With her own scarf? What, isn't there another way to take yourself out? Hanging yourself?
Yeah. But she was in debt.
She was in debt for like close to $7 million. That's chump change for the Rolling Stones, for Mick.
Yeah.
But your point is so well taken. People are looking outside, you know, drugs. I mean, look at, I was reading another report. The heroin addiction is growing in this country. Really? Yeah. Really? What do you think is in heroin that's going to make you happy? Or marijuana? Or booze? Or a girlfriend?
Right. But what is really sad is when you see...
girlfriend I can understand.
Yeah. When I see the kids into all of that. That's what's really hard.
But this gets back to what we were talking about on this morning show. Most people should not be parents.
Well, I want to say that a lot.
I'm sticking to my guns on that.
Well, I just think that they need to. It's a big job. If you're going to be a parent, it's a big job. They have no idea what they're getting into. And it's a lifelong responsibility. And so, you know, I've got all
my daughter's in the business, and she tells me stories. I'm not going to tell you where she works or lives to protect her, but she tells me stories that are unbelievable. I mean, wealthy people just could care less. And I'm generalizing, but a lot of her wealthy people just could care less about raising their kids.
They just hand them $100 bill, and they're trying to find themselves. They can't think outside of themselves because they're trying to find their own happiness in their relationship with their husband, and yet they can't handle.
But are we
their
preoccupied?
Kids.
I mean, the
no
people.
Question.
Okay, the people sit in your chair. You're a hair therapist, and you're cutting.
I have amazing clients. I have to just say that right now.
How many? What percentage of them are holding their smartphone while you're cutting their hair and doing something with it?
99.9.
Isn't it? So here you are. You're an interesting person. You're on radio. You would think they'd want to have a conversation with you.
No, they totally do. But they're also hooked up.
Both.
To their, yeah, they totally do. Do you carry your cell phone 24/7?
No, I do not.
That's a really good topic.
I'm trying to wean myself off. Last Sunday, I put my cell phone upstairs, and I didn't go to it all day. And I thought, wow, what a refreshing.
Doesn't your brain feel so much better?
It's weird, Kim, because I was patting myself on the back. I got a whole day without my smartphone.
Yeah.
Not a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm starting to spend time with the person I'm at, like right now. Mm-hmm. I have my cell phone off, right, mm-hmm. because I'm talking.
Yeah.
I cannot multitask. People that say that they really can multitask, they really are neglecting something else. And I learned that, Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Multitasking.
Your business, how do you stay in business and multitask?
No, you've got focus is what probably is the number one thing I have to deal with in my business coaching. Most people cannot focus. They can't focus for an hour. They can't focus for 8 hours. They can't focus for a week. You know, it takes weeks and months to make a major change in your life. And if you can't discipline yourself to focus, those changes aren't going to come about. So all of this instant gratification that we think we're getting, I don't get it. I'm trying to analyze myself why I'm I'm changing the channel like every 10 seconds. What am I looking for?
Something new, right? Yeah. You know, my husband, I think
that's a big subject. No, man. And I know we're running out of time.
Sit down and just watch one TV show?
Well, I read. I don't really watch television. It is background. I'm reading.
You're multitasking.
Well, I'm reading a book now called The Poet. Oh, my God, about Jim Murray. Tommy, you and I grew up with Jim Murray, did we not?
The great
sports reporter,
yeah.
LA Times.
Did you, truthfully, did you read him?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he was the greatest.
He was. He probably
of
was
of all time.
He'd be akin to somebody like the way John Wooden was for basketball. He was.
Oh,
for
there
Ray.
You
did
go.
Did you know he was lost to sight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Found out at spring training.
Yeah. We only have a minute or two left, but
he knows everything.
Well, I told you he's well read. This goes back to our earlier segment. He is well read.
You know, my husband wakes up every morning now and reads his phone. And I'm like, why don't you get an iPad, you know, or something like that? But he reads CNN. He's constantly reading.
I'm talking about books.
Yeah, but he doesn't read them. There's books right on your phone. There's lots.
Well, but this is an. I mean, we have so many. So you nailed something there about we're always looking for something that's shiny. So we need to do a segment on that. Write this down. We need to do a segment on it next week.
Looking for something shiny.
Look, yeah. You nailed it. We're looking for something shiny. The other thing is you know, he's reading CNN. He's reading a paragraph or two. But where is the depth? Where's the discovery? Where's the research? Where's the knowledge behind the story?
There you go.
That's what we're not getting into. We're not going behind. We're not getting really
the depth.
Who are we listening to make our decisions? CNN? Really?
Yeah. You know, and I don't go into religion, but you know, it's interesting. My son-in-law is reading all of the different Bibles because he's like, how do I know that we're supposed to believe this way? Another, you know, I mean, it is. Where's the depth?
I mean, that's why I have a challenge with Twitter and all this social media. Who are we listening to? Who are we basing our decisions on? And we'll do a show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we are at the end of our show right now. Coach Ron Tunick, myself, Kim Pagano, Tom Spence, and you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to remind you, we have a show every Saturday morning, 6 to 7, and then again from 2 to 3. Like us on Facebook. If you missed any part of our show today, you can go on iTunes and KimPaganoShow.com. All right, let me end my show with a moment of happiness. There is no passion to be found in settling for life that is less than. The one you are capable of living is doing it now. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great week.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate.